You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Very, very exciting. We have Leighton Jones, who's come through to talk about the fourth Oti Poti Vinyl Fair. Morning, Leighton. How
are
you doing?
Good morning, Zach. How are you?
I'm bloody good. I'm bloody good. And also funny, because we've worked together before.
Correct.
Which I didn't really realise, and I didn't recognise your name immediately. But, yeah, we worked together in the election.
2023 election,
2023,
right.
When the country went to shambles.
No, we can't discuss that.
We can't just, no. Yeah, that was crack up. You interviewed me for my position there, which is hilarious.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Yeah,
small town Dunedin again.
It's great. It seemed like there was a whole crew of people who were just, dedicated to the cause.
Yeah. It's a very addictive role to be involved in, and people do come back election after election just to get back in the thick of it.
Yeah, so very low turnover, very consistent kind of base of people.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's fantastic. Now, we're talking about vinyl and music here. I want to know, what's some of your favourite music of the past kind of 5 years, in recent memory?
In recent memory, I'm a bit old school. I'm still kind of stuck in the 90s alternative era.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of grew up listening to that. But yeah, recently sort of newer music I'm listening to, Hozier.
Oh, yeah.
The Lumineers. I'm a huge fan of the Lumineers.
Uh-huh. Is that Phil Elverum's band?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Hozier's classic.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. And I heard his Christchurch show recently. It was amazing.
Yeah, I heard very good things. Do you listen to a lot of New Zealand music?
Again, I do, but sort of 80s and 90s New Zealand music more.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of the Black Seeds, though. The Dunedin sound, Straight Jacket Fits, the Chills, all of that.
Mm-hmm. You know, the Christchurch, I don't know if you can call it the Christchurch sound, but they had a few good, like, new wave bands.
Okay.
Kind of similar to us.
Right.
Which I feel like always get a little bit overlooked, but they got some good stuff in Christchurch.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, having, a big university there always helps with the young people and involved in the art scene.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally, yeah. Do you have a lot of vinyl?
I do. Well, my collection is probably about 800.
800 vinyl?
Yeah.
Where do you put them all? Storage unit?
No, it's in my house.
Oh my goodness.
It's in a big shelf. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's insane. 800 vinyl. What would be your most prized vinyl?
I've got a good number of Chills albums that are signed by the band.
Oh, right. Yes. Rest in peace, Martin Phillips.
Of course. Yeah. Yes. It's a very sudden, very tragic loss to the Dunedin music scene last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to meet him a couple of times and the band a couple of times over the last 5 years, and they were gracious enough to sign their records for me.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So they don't get played a lot, to be honest.
Yeah.
Protected and kept on the shelf. And
very fair.
Yeah.
Very, very fair. Do you have, what are they called? The see-through covers?
Slip covers.
Do you have that for everything?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, nice. What was your first vinyl that you ever bought?
First vinyl? Oh, wow.
That you can remember, at least.
I was about 11, and I brought an album by the Eurogliders. I don't think they're a Dunedin band, a New Zealand band for sure. And I brought it in a little record store that used to be on Upper Stewart Street called Records.
All right. Stewart Street, so yes. We're talking like near the schools?
Right? No, in the terrace houses, just up from the Octagon. There used to be an amazing little record store there called Records.
Uh-huh.
And I found a copy of the Eurogliders, I believe, for $6.
Wow. What was their vibe? Were they kind of rocky?
They were kind of pop.
Poppy?
Yeah, New Zealand pop rock, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, good fun.
Nice. Do you reckon they're on DSPs, streaming platforms?
Probably, yeah.
It's funny how much stuff doesn't get on those things. How much music you can only find in vinyl stores from like old tunes,
Yeah, sure. But 70s and 80s was the peak moment for vinyl. If anything from that era you can eventually find with enough digging.
Sure.
Yeah.
True. How has this is the fourth, year of the vinyl fair. How has the reception been over the past few years? Is it growing in popularity?
It's definitely growing in popularity. This is going to be our biggest one. We've got 16 vendors coming. I've turned away 3 other vendors who wanted. We just don't have the capacity for that many. Because our venue is indoor and outdoor, and Dunedin's weather is a bit
hit or miss, or it's kind of be, five seasons one day.
Yeah, exactly. So we have some vendors outside under marquees, but we're a bit concerned about weather. We are growing. We started, I think, our first fair had maybe 12 vendors, and we're now at 16 and turning away other vendors. And the reception from the public has been great. We try to encourage our vendors to keep prices reasonable,
because
we know vinyl is expensive.
Yeah.
And vendors are open to that. It's all about passing on the records that they're done with and, finding new stuff. The vendors will spend half the time selling and half the time buying.
Yeah,
passing stuff around.
Totally, yeah. Circular economy.
Exactly. No one's making money. We're just passing money around.
I hope you're making money of the microbrewery and the pizza people.
I hope they make money because they're great people and they look after us. And from day one, this is our fourth event and the third event we've held there. And every time they've just said, whatever you guys want to do, just rock up and do it. And they've been great.
That's lovely. Yeah. You know, the fair has become more of a celebration for physical media as a whole. You know, there's DVDs being sold, cassettes, CDs, posters, more pop culture paraphernalia. When did you all start branching out to those medias? Was that like a thing that started with the first vinyl fair?
We always had the focus on vinyl, for sure. But we also, you know, were open to people bringing other forms of physical media, like you said, like CDs and DVDs and tapes, because they're all collectible and very cool as well. So you will get some vendors there on Sunday that are selling just CDs and just DVDs and tapes, which is cool. Mm-hmm. But the focus is vinyl for sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that it's a little unfair that as soon as people start getting really into these physical media forms, there's, you know, a global economic recession, increasing rents, food and energy prices, that means it's less like viable to get really into them and to develop a collection?
Yes and no. Like if you're buying new records, you're sort of looking at $50 and up per record, and that gets hard for people. But, you know, you can go, I spend a lot of time in op shops and pick up records for $3, $4, or $5 and find some cool stuff as
true.
It's just a matter of being, you know, committing to the task of finding it. Spending a lot of time on Trade Me, Facebook Marketplace, just digging through, seeing what people are selling, and you can find cool stuff.
One man's trash, another man's treasure.
Exactly.
What's on your vinyl list to buy, and do you think that you'll find it at the vinyl fair this year?
I'm a huge Prince fan.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So
Bat Dance, classic.
Yes. I'm always looking for Prince singles.
Oh, yeah.
Just because they're weird and quirky, they have strange covers, strange imagery. Mm-hmm. So I'm always looking for that. And again, it's hit and miss. Sometimes you find them, sometimes you don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else other than Prince?
Anything from the Dunedin scene.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This time we're kind of lucky. We mentioned Martin Phillips is passing last year. His sister's there on Sunday selling his collection.
Oh, right.
And his collection is well known amongst record collectors as being high quality.
Yes, and I imagine.
Just a huge variation of different genres of music. So everyone's pretty excited what she's going to bring. She's not bringing his entire collection; it's too big. But what she's shown us so far that she's bringing along on Sunday is next level cool.
That'd be really, really exciting.
Yeah.
So it's at 11 to 2 this Sunday. And whereabouts is the Steamer Basin Brewery?
Steamer Basin Tap Room.
So Tap Room.
It's right on an alley called No Name Alley, which is obviously a bit of a misnomer, which is kind of hard to find. We have signage out on Princess Street and Bond Street to help you guys get in there, but basically follow a bunch of middle-aged white guys.
Genix white guys.
Yeah. With some fancy mustaches. Yeah, follow them and you'll find it. There'll be a bunch of people hanging around, milling around. We'll have some signs out in the street to help you get there.
But, but kind of in the casino area, that works.
Pretty close to the casino, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Well, I think that's, that kind of covers everything. There's food and drink, which is fantastic. Is there any final message you'd like to leave the people with?
Just come and enjoy. Just come and hang out. The weather forecast looks amazing. Mm-hmm. It's going to be warm. It's going to be beer drinking weather. Come down, buy a record, grab a pint, have some fun.
I'll have to come down, but I won't be able to buy a pint because I'm going to be working later that day. But I will come down and have get some pizza and have a look at the vinyl. But thank you very much for coming on the program.
No, Zach, thanks for having me.
Of course. And one final thing. How much does it annoy you when people say vinyls instead of vinyl?
Yeah, it's a bit of a pet peeve amongst us collectors, for sure. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
We'll stop that now.
Not surprised. We'll leave that there. Thank you for coming on, Leighton. It was great having you.
Thank you.
Of course. Coming up for very, very soon, folks, we have Ben Elton coming on to talk about the Authentic Stupidity Tour. Very, very, very fun stuff. But before we go and do that, here is Pearl Jam with Spin the Black Circle, as requested by Mr. Leighton Jones. You're listening to The One. See you very shortly.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.